This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Erin O'Toole. Water has long been a source of conflict in the arid West, but in recent years, the tension between agriculture and growing cities has escalated as both entities compete for this limited resource. As part of a collaboration with Rocky Mountain Community Radio and the Colorado Foundation for Water Education, Maeve Conran has more.
Since the early 90s, the rate of population growth in Colorado has exceeded the national average. And since the year 2000, nearly 1 million people have migrated to the Centennial State. Demographers expect that trend to continue, reaching a total of nearly 6 million people by the end of the decade. This growth is expected mostly in the Northern Front Range and will continue to put even more pressure on an already scarce resource.
Agriculture has a big target on it to create water supply for urban areas, the growth in urban areas.
Jim Pokrant with the Colorado River District doesn't mince words in describing where growing cities are finding new water supplies.
There are willing ranchers and farmers who are willing to sell their water to the cities.
In Colorado, water rights are like property rights. They can be bought and sold. The problem is when water rights are sold, agriculture stops on the land. No water, no farming. It's a practice that's called agricultural water transfer, but it's more commonly known as buy and dry.
It takes a lot of water to produce a ton of alfalfa, and so it makes it easier for cities and municipal and industrial users to buy agricultural water and dry up agricultural land.
That's Carlisle Currier, a fourth-generation rancher on the Grand Mesa overlooking Palisade. His great-grandfather came to Mesa County in 1891, and he farms land that has been in his family for more than 100 years. Currier also farms land owned by the Ute Water District, which provides water for Grand Junction and much of the Grand Valley. But the land hasn't dried because Currier has other water rights he can use on the farm.
You know, while we hate to see water going to municipal providers out of agriculture, at the same time, it's been a good deal for me.
But that's not been the fate of thousands of acres of agricultural land in the state. Agricultural water rights in some parts of Colorado can fetch thousands of dollars per acre foot. As Jim Pokrant explains, for some farmers struggling to make ends meet, it's a bittersweet deal that's often too good to pass up.
It's a double-edged sword in a sense where the rancher wants to be able to sell his or her water right, but then there's also the concern in the ranching and farming community that, you know, we need to keep land in production.
And it's that long-term impact on farming that has many people concerned. Buy and dry has been more prevalent on the Front Range, where most urban development is happening. In the 1980s, the city of Aurora bought water rights to dozens of farms in the Rocky Ford area, leaving dried-up farmland in its wake. Similarly, in the Northeast, Thornton bought 120 farms in the region for their water rights in 1986. Brian Werner with Northern Water has been following the buy and dry phenomenon for 30 years. He says the Thornton water grab raised some alarm bells in the local agricultural community.
It caused some panic at that point. Our water supply could be sold off. It could go to the Denver metropolitan area. Do we want to keep it in northern Colorado?
Werner sees economics as the primary reason farmers sell their water.
Right now, the price of water in northern Colorado has doubled in 2013. Okay, so it comes to a point where the farmer says, boy, do I sell it at this price and go to Tahiti for the year or retire comfortably, or do I still struggle with trying to produce a crop with everything that Mother Nature has to offer, whether it's drought or flood?
Approximately 80% of the state's water goes towards agriculture, but that number is declining. In 1957, 85% of water rights on the Colorado Big Thompson Project in northern Colorado were owned by farmers. Today, Werner says that number is 33%.
There are farmers that look at their water supply as their 401k. It is how they're going to retire, and you aren't going to take that away from them, nor do we want to. But they're still 600, 700,000 irrigated acres in northern Colorado in the northeastern quadrant that are producing a lot of wealth for the state of Colorado. So there's a huge economic impact with that as well.
Werner and others advocate for increasing water storage in the state as an alternative to buy and dry. But reservoir expansion in Colorado has prompted opposition by many environmental groups. Werner says if municipalities don't get the water from storage, they'll buy it from the farms, drying up the land.
We're not going to stop buying dry. That isn't going to happen. But what we hope to do is make sure that that's not the only alternative for our future growth.
Other alternatives include creating conservation easements to help protect water supplies. Also, instead of selling outright, some farmers are leasing a portion of their water rights to local cities. Water managers and farming advocates throughout the state do agree that long-term solutions must be sought if the state's farming industry is to be protected and the state's growing population is to have enough water. For Rocky Mountain Community Radio and Connecting the Drops, I'm Maeve Conran.
Connecting the Drops is a collaboration between Rocky Mountain Community Radio stations and the Colorado Foundation for Water Education. There's more information online at yourwatercolorado.org.